We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A proposal is moving ahead to tighten the rules about puppy mills in Chicago.
Chicago has a law that says pet shops can only sell dogs and cats from rescue shelters and not commercial breeders. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says some puppy mills set up sham rescue organizations, and his ordinance would block those operations.
Not only are they not treated as pets, most of them don't even have names. They're agricultural commodities. They're treated like pigs being raised for bacon.
But finally getting a chance to speak, Stephanie Borum, co-owner of Pocket Puppies, insisted there's no sham.
Rescues are not required to provide disclosures on sourcing. But we do that. So there's no loophole, there's no fraud. Pocket Puppies has adopted the rescue motto, and we should not be put out of business for doing it better with stricter control.
Still, Alderman approved the ordinance she said would shut her business down. It goes now to the full council. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9.